Job chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "How long until you stop the speeches? Think clearly, after that we will talk. Why are we counted as cattle? Why are we stupid in your sight? You tear yourself up in your anger. Should the earth be abandoned for your sake, or the rock be removed out of its place? Surely the light of the wicked will be put out, and the flame of his fire will not shine. The light in his tent will be dark, and his lamp above him will be put out. Then his strong steps will be shortened, and his own advice will bring him down. For his feet send him into a net, and he walks on into its mesh. A trap grabs him by the heel, and a snare snags him. A noose is hidden on the ground for him, and a trap for him on the path. Terrors frighten him on every side, and pursue his every step. Trouble is hungry for him, and calamity is ready for his stumbling. It devours parts of his skin. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is torn from his tent in which he trusted. He is brought to the king of terrors. Fire dwells in his tent. Sulfur is scattered on his dwelling. Below, his roots will be dried up. Above, his branches wither. The memory of him perishes from the earth. He will have no reputation in the land. He is driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He will not have offspring or descendants among his people, nor any survivor where he used to live. The people of the west are astonished at his fate. Those from the east are seized by horror. Surely such are the dwellings of the evil. Such is the place of him who does not know God."